This is an SSP audio, Bridget's Way Celtic Pilgrimage by Dr. Karen Ward. For more audios, please visit shamanicpractice.org.
Bridget's Way, an ancient path between sky and earth. This is a Celtic pilgrimage, much in the lines of an Irish version of the Camino de Santiago de Compostela that many people will know is in Spain, running from Portugal and from France and indeed many European countries. But those of us with Celtic soul often wonder, does such a thing exist on the island of Ireland? And yes, our matron saint, Bridget, Celtic goddess, has unveiled this before our eyes, this ancient path between sky and earth. It was at the Bridget of Fahard Festival in 2012 that Karen Ward, myself, and Dolores Whelan, the Celtic scholar, attended a lecture given by Anthony Murphy, co-author with Richard Moore of Island of the Setting Sun, In Search of Ireland's Ancient Astronomers. And he spoke about an ancient alignment between the Holy Well on Fahard Hill in County Louth on the northeast coast of Ireland, with the Curragh of Kildare, two primary locations of worship of Bridget in Ireland. As both of us listened, we realised that Bridget's Celtic pilgrim path, which linked these two most prominent places of devotion to Bridget in Ireland, were literally unfolding before our eyes. This was both exciting and challenging. The initiative was inspired by the strong desire of us to revive the ancient art of pilgrimage, a spiritual practice central to the indigenous spiritual traditions of this and indeed many lands. Having experiences of the sacredness of the land in Ireland and other countries, we believe that remembering, reactivating and indeed walking this pilgrimage had the potential to reconnect people with the sacredness of the land of Ireland. It had the capacity to bring consciousness, the consciousness of Bridget in her many forms, goddess, pre-Reformation saint, wise woman, representing the divine feminine within the traditions of this land and which belongs to the whole island of Ireland. But indeed, who is Bridget? How did she become the matron saint of Ireland? Are her roots even older than that? Her name, Bridget, evokes exalted or noble as a title. It's derived from the Proto-Celtic and indeed Sanskrit words meaning high one, exalted one, and the folklore says the very apt fiery arrow. She's a goddess of the Tuatha De Danann, a daughter of the Dagda, the wife of the High King Bres, and mother of Ruan. The Tuatha De Danann, the Irish Gaelic for the tribe of Danu, were the gods and goddesses of the island of Ireland, an ancient tribe said to have come from great ships in the sky. Both the Lara Gavala Éireann and Cormac's Glossary, ancient texts and written by Christian monks based on earlier sources, acknowledge that Bridget was a goddess of poets. Her attributes were wisdom, inspiration, justice and protection. She had two sisters with the same name, Bridget the Healer and Bridget the Blacksmith. But indeed, why would three sisters be called the same name? Was she a triple deity, or were they all aspects of the same goddess? Perhaps, as we've mentioned, Bridget was indeed a title for many women. Her totem animals were oxen, a boar, a fox, and swans. And of course, it's the great Cygnus constellation in the sky that led to the rediscovering of Bridget's Way. But first, let us speak of the gifts that Goddess Bridget have given that have indeed travelled down the ages to us modern folk. The goddess is attributed to beginning the custom of keening, grief-stricken wailing and crying while mourning the death of her son Ruan. And indeed, the practice of keening with the Mná Cina, the Irish Gaelic for crying women, continued for generations and really only died out in the 1930s or 40s in Ireland when the priest began to take over the tasks of burial and funeral ceremonies. But there are many of us that still continue this custom and indeed have evolved it forward to grieve not just for anyone who has died, but for aspects of our lives, for phases of our lives, and for situations we see in the world. Lady Augusta Gregory, telling of Goddess Bridget's story, grants her also the invention of a whistle for protection when travelling at night. Bridget is the bringer of springtime in early February at the Celtic festival of Imbolc, a time of hope and gladness for her pagan followers. And the Christian Saint Bridget shares many of the goddess's traits. This suggests the use of syncretism, the imposition of one religion over another older belief system. The ancient texts tell of her either as a saint and others of her life as a goddess, but none speak specifically of her as both. Indeed, there's a dearth of detail in Bridget's goddess story, though many feel she was incarnate as Saint Bridget, merging both of their traits. Others suggest that the saint had been a chief druidess at the temple of the goddess Bridget and was responsible for converting it into a Christian monastery. The goddess name and the characteristics became associated to the saint. Bridget is deeply linked to the elements of fire and water, and her fire temple held the perpetual sacred flame tended solely by 19 women in her monastic community of Kildare. And the runes may be seen today in St. Bridget's Cathedral. Both are also collected to wells, and the tradition of tying rags called clouties to nearby trees to ask for spiritual intercession. Anthony Murphy and Richard Moore were investigating what was happening in the skies at around the time of St. Patrick and St. Bridget's life. And although one was much older than the other, it is said that they met. Looking at what they would call Google star maps, they discover that prominent in the skies above Ireland at that time was the Cygnus Swan constellation. And indeed, one of these stars, Deneb, at the time was the North Star, the guiding light of the peoples in the Celtic world. And curiously, they looked at the body of the swan flying down the skies. And taking out a map and a straight ruler, they realised that from Fahart in the northeast, County Louth, where Bridget was said to be born, in a straight line, curiously, were all of these sacred sites, including the Hill of Slane, the Hill of Tara, all the way down to the Curra of Kildare. This was Bridget's way, this ancient Celtic pilgrimage path revealing itself in modern times, at a time when walking in the footsteps of our ancestors, when walking in the footsteps of Bridget, a symbol of the divine feminine in Ireland, and indeed throughout the world, became very important. Fahart has a beautiful beehive well, and is it in Little Graveyard, where even Robert the Bruce of Scotland is buried? There's also a very beautiful and small circle of stones known as Bridget's bed. Nearby is St. Bridget's shrine, and this is where a little stream bubbles up with fresh water, healing water. And there are more ancient stones there, each with a particular significance. One is a birthing stone, one is to heal headaches, another backaches. And from here, toward Dundalk, we pass by St. Bridget's Church with a relic of, said to be her cloak. And from there comes the very beautiful Lisna Woolley estate. This is, if you will, meadows right in the heart of the town, the busy town of Dundalk, run by the wonderful Sally Cox. And on there is Bridget's healing stream, associated with three amazing characters. Bridget herself, Cú Chulainn, the warrior, and King Billy from the Battle of the Boyne. And it is said that young Bridget, when she left on her mission, leaving her family, her beloved mother behind, her druid father, chieftain father, although some do say he was the Christian and the mother was the druid, and she came with her followers to this stream and imbued it with healing qualities. So therefore, this was a place where many, many moons before, Cú Chulainn, the warrior, had bathed his wounds. And in years to come, at the Battle of the Boyne, both sides equally would do this. Recently on this land, there has been discovered an ancient cairn, unexcavated, and rock art which reveals a double spiral, very unusual. So from Fochart, Bridget's Well, to Lisna Woolley in Dundalk is the first day of this 9-day pilgrimage. The second day, from here, past the beautiful little village of Knockbridge, or Knockbreed, the chapel of Bridget, with a beautiful stained glass window, and on through the little picturesque towns of Louth and Talonstown, all the way to RD. Day 2 of Bridget's Way. From here, the weary pilgrims, really getting into their stride now of walking many miles, 100 miles in total, over 130 kilometres, they begin the magical meandering road from RD to Slane, passing the very beautiful and very poignant Famine Stone, inobtrusive, tucked away at the side of the road, but evoking so much in those whose generations ago of ancestors left this island because of the Great Famine. A calling home, and the poignancy of walking in their footsteps. And on to the great hill of Slane, the mighty ruins of this place of learning, this monastery, but behind a rath, a mound of earth raised, where it is said that Bridget's Way, representing the Divine Feminine, crosses with the equinox line. If you will, the body of the swan, the Cygnus, crossing with the wings of the swan, representing the Divine Masculine. A very key point, where both are equal but different. And from here, crossing the mighty River Boyne on day 4, as we walk from Slane to the Hill of Tara, passing over two minor sacred sites, Thuriastán Mott and Railtheog. The Hill of Tara evokes so much. To many, they think, oh, it's a field, but it holds the ancient stone of destiny, the Leofall, the fairy trees, the banqueting hall, Rath Gráinne, Rath Cormac. At one point, it was thought that the Holy Grail was buried here, brought by Tefer, the princess from Egypt in the old mighty flood. And here the pilgrims rest, explore, and continue on day 5 from the Hill of Tara to Moynalvi, passing by again another church with a beautiful stained glass window of St. Bridget. Day 6, they wend their way from Moynalvi to the very beautiful Donaghy Forest. This is a jewel in the crown at the very edge of Kildare, a place that is enchanting. They rest, and the next day exploring this forest, the place in Ireland that holds the poignancy of the 9/11 memorial to the local fireman Sean Tallon. And our pilgrims every year coming from America and indeed around the world are very moved and touched by the acres of oak trees, Bridget's totem plant, that have been planted there, strong young oak trees in their memory. Day 7, we move from this beautiful old forest by Ballynafal Lake and Coolree Bog to come to Robertstown on the Grand Canal. And day 8, we wend our way up this beautiful canal size, seeing herons and ducks and swans and stoats and otters. And we rest to prepare to come in to Kildare on day 9. Starting at Pollardstown Fen, the only fen in Ireland, this watery meadow. And we cross the mighty Curra, full of sheep and horses, gorse bushes, as we walk proudly in to the town of Kildare and into Bridget's fire temple, the only fire temple in the world. Many wells, but only one fire temple. And here we think of Bridget's perpetual fire, tended by her and 19 maidens for many, many years, put out by Cromwell's soldiers, but held in our hearts until the Brigidine nuns relit the perpetual flame in the 1990s and have continued ever since. We walk from the fire temple to their beautiful place and we receive the hospitality of Bridget from them and sit in the room with this perpetual flame, a very special moment. And finally, we walk to her healing well at the edge of the Japanese gardens and on to her garden well, where once more we bathe our feet in the stream and sit around her well, thinking of our intentions at the start of the pilgrimage and all that she has gifted us, the insights, the inspirations, the aha moments, if you will. This force of nature, Bridget, Mary of the Gales, Mura na Gael, as she's also known, honoured and respected by men and women alike. Her energy is mighty. She inspires so much. She lights that fire of inspiration within us. She gives us fire in our belly, passion in our heart. Her practical can-do nature gives us the opportunity to know, yes, of course I can do that. There is a way. Her many myths and legends speak to us from down the ages. There are those who come to walk on the once a year led pilgrimage by Bridget's firekeepers, a committee, if you will, a mehel, a coming together, a community of volunteers who lead this once a year. But There are others who, like the Camino in Spain, walk one section, one route, one day, and then come back for more. Or indeed, look at the website bridgetsway.ie and walk it themselves. There are plans afoot at the Irish government level from the tourist department to put in signage to bring to wider renown and awareness Bridget's Way Celtic Pilgrimage. And it has been a dream of a group of people, stout of heart, with passion, who have received the call from Bridget to revive, to co-rediscover, if you will, this ancient way. From the beginning, from 2012, that very special portal year, folk have come from around the world, from the Americas, from Canada, from Australia, all over Europe, all over the Celtic Isles and Ireland, the Four Corners, to honour, to petition, to give back. Bridget's Way is the way of the heart. It is an ancient way between earth and sky. It is a revelationary path. Some would say a revolutionary path. It is your invitation to see if she calls to you. Perhaps someday you too will journey over to walk this in the footsteps of your ancestors, in the footsteps of Bridget.